Title: Volume Automation for Groove Masterclass Using Arrangement View Beginner. Alright, let's level up your drum and bass groove without changing a single note. In this lesson, we're doing a Volume Automation Masterclass in Ableton Live's Arrangement View. Beginner-friendly, super practical, and it's one of the fastest ways to make a DNB track feel alive. We're going to make the intro feel like it's waking up, make the drop hit harder without clipping, and add that rolling push-pull movement that makes your head nod even at low volume. Before we touch any automation, here's the idea. In drum and bass, groove isn't just the pattern. Groove is also contrast. What's slightly tucked, what's slightly forward, and how the energy breathes from bar to bar. Cool. Let's build a clean starting point. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 176 is the zone, but 174 is a great default. Now create a few tracks. Make a drums group, and inside it put separate tracks for kick, snare, hats, and a break or top loop. Then make a bass track. Add an FX or risers track, and add a music or Atmos track, like pads or texture. And make sure you're in arrangement view, not session view. Hit tab if you need to flip. Quick gain staging targets so our automation behaves. While you're building, try to keep your master peaking around -6 dB. Not because it's a magic number, but because it gives you headroom. For individual tracks, you can aim for peaks roughly -12 to -6. Don't stress the exact numbers. The goal is, don't slam the master, and don't make your automation fight clipping. Now, automation basics. In arrangement view, there are two volume-ish things people mix up. One is track volume automation, which is automating the mixer fader. The other is clip gain, which is per audio clip. For what we're doing today, shaping sections and groove, we mainly want track level automation, because it's fast and musical across the arrangement. Press it to toggle automation mode. You should see the red automation lines appear. Click on a track, and in the automation chooser, select mixer, then track volume. One more coach note here, because this matters later. If you automate track volume, and you're using post fader sends to reverbs and delays, those reverb and delay amounts can change as the fader changes. Sometimes that's cool. Sometimes it makes your reverb tails shrink and grow in a weird way. If you notice that, we'll fix it later with utility gain automation, which is more predictable. Now let's give automation something to shape. A basic DNB groove. Keep it simple. Snare on 2 and 4. Kick on 1. And then a second syncopated kick somewhere around the one end of it area. Hats can be eighth notes or sixteenths, with a little velocity variation. Add a break or top loop low in the mix for texture. If you want a quick stock drum bus chain on the drums group, here's a solid starter. Add drum bus, with drive somewhere around 5-15%, transients up a little, and be careful with boom and DNB because it can get out of control. Then EQ 8. High pass the drum bus around 25-35 Hz so you're not wasting headroom on subrumble. If it feels boxy, a tiny cut around 250-400. Then a glue compressor, 10 millisecond attack, release on auto, ratio 2:1, and aim for just 1-2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. We're not crushing, we're controlling. Now we're ready for the big first win. Section energy with drum bus volume automation. Select your drums group track. Choose mixer. Track volume in the automation lane. And here's the plan. We'll make a short arrangement, like 16 bars, but you can stretch it to 32. Bars 1 through 8 will be the intro and build. Bars 9 through 16 will be the drop. In the intro, ramp the drums up. Start around -6 dB at bar 1, and slowly rise to about -2 dB by bar 8. This is one of those moves that's almost invisible while you're doing it, but when you bypass it later you'll go, oh wow, that was the life. Now the classic DNB move, the pre-drop suck down. Right before the drop, in the last half beat of bar 8, pull the drums down quickly, like from -2 down to -8, just for that moment. Then at the drop, bar 9 on the downbeat, snap right back to -2. Listen to what that does. You didn't actually make the drop louder, you made the moment before it quieter, so your ear experiences the drop as heavier. That's impact design. And it also keeps your master from clipping, because you're not just endlessly pushing volume up. Quick workflow tip. When you draw these ramps and dips, slightly curved lines often feel more natural than perfect triangles. Put a couple breakpoints around the transition, and gently bow the curve so it feels like momentum rather than a switch. This helps avoid that zipper feeling where the dynamics sound too robotic. Next, micro movement on the tops. This is where static loop becomes rolling. Let's start with the hats because it's simple and it works. Select the hats track, show mixer, track volume automation. Now create subtle repeating movement over one bar. You're basically massaging the groove. Lift the offbeats a little, like plus half a dB up to maybe plus 1.5 dB on the ands. Then, and this is the secret sauce, dip the hat slightly on the snare hits, beats 2 and 4. Minus half a dB to minus 1 dB is plenty. Why does this work? Because you're making space for the snare without EQ and without boosting the snare into harshness. Your snare feels louder because everything around it politely steps back for a split second. If you're using a break or top loop, you can do a very DNB and jungle style push-pull. Automate the break or top loop volume in a 2-bar pattern during the drop. On bar 1, make the second half of the bar slightly louder, like plus 1 dB. On bar 2, make the second half slightly lower, like minus 1 dB. That alternating symmetry creates motion without changing the drum pattern at all. And a huge teacher note here. Keep these moves subtle. If your hats are swinging plus or minus 4 dB every beat, it won't feel like groove. It'll feel like the mix is falling over. Think small, fractions of a dB to a couple dB max on tops. Now let's make fills and turnarounds hit. DNB is phrase-based. Changes every 8 or 16 bars make the track feel intentional. So pick a phrase ending, like bar 16 if you're doing a 16-bar drop, or bar 24 if you're doing a longer section. Add a fill, snare roll, kick triplet, break chop, anything. Then automate the level to rise into the fill. At the start of the fill bar, you might be sitting at minus 2 dB. By the last beat, push up toward 0 dB or plus 1 if you have headroom. Then, when the new phrase starts, pull back to your normal level, like minus 2 again. That rise then reset creates punctuation. It tells the listener, even subconsciously, new phrase, new moment, and it keeps repetition from feeling stale. Now, bass volume automation that supports the groove, without turning your low end into a mess. On the bass track, keep your sound basic for now. Operator or wavetable is great. Add a saturator with soft clipping if you want a bit of density, and EQ 8 to roll off sub below about 25 Hz, just a clean useless rumble. Here's the beginner-friendly technique. Manual micro-ducking with automation. In the drop, dip the bass slightly on the snare hits, like minus half a dB to minus 1.5 dB on beats 2 and 4. If you want, you can lift it slightly in the gaps, like plus half a dB, but that's optional. The rule, keep bass automation gentle. Big volume swings in sub-frequencies can feel unstable, especially on big systems. We want the snare to read clearly, not for the sub to feel like it's disappearing and reappearing. Now, I want to show you a safer, more consistent workflow. Automating utility gain instead of the mixer fader. Here's why. Track volume automation can affect post-fader sends, and it can also make your mixing workflow confusing later when you're adjusting levels. Utility gain at the end of your device chain is predictable, and it's easy to /B because it's just one device. So do this. On your drums group, add a utility device as the last device in the chain. On the bass track, add utility as the last device too. If you have an FX track, add utility there as well. Now instead of automating mixer, track volume, switch your automation target to utility, gain, suggested ranges so you don't overdo it. Drums can move plus or minus 1 to 4 dB across a section. Bass plus or minus half to 2 dB. FX can be more dramatic, like 3 to 8 dB, because FX are meant to rise and cut. Now let's do the arrangement trick that makes drops feel huge without clipping. Instead of trying to make your drop ridiculously loud, make your intro smaller. For example, in the intro, set drums around minus 6, bass around minus 8, atmos around minus 4. Then over the build, gradually rise 1 to 4 dB. Do your pre-drop dip on drums and bass and music or atmos, but usually not on the FX, because you want a little tail to lead into the hit. Then at the drop, return to your main level. That contrast is the illusion of bigger, and it's what keeps your mix controlled. Extra coach notes on organization. Because automation can get messy fast. Rename or label your sections in your own way. You want to be able to read the arrangement at a glance. Intro, build, drop, break. Color coding helps a lot too. And make your automation grid aware. In DNB, movement tends to make sense in half bars, bars, 2 bars, and 4 bars. If you're not sure where to add changes, start with tiny changes every 2 bars and bigger ones every 8. Now, quick pro tips for darker or heavier DNB. 1. Make the snare feel louder by pulling others down. Dipping hats and breaks on the snare is often better than boosting the snare again and again. 2. There, choke before the drop. In the last beat, before the drop, automate the top loop down hard, like minus 6 to minus 12 dB. Leave maybe a tiny reverb tail, then the drop hits dry and loud. It's nasty in the best way. 3. Tension with noise and volume. Add a noise riser and automate it up over 4 to 8 bars, then cut it sharply at the drop. That silence at impact can add punch even before any limiter is involved. And 4. If reverb clouds your groove, don't immediately reach for EQ. Automate the return track down briefly after the snare hit, so the tail doesn't smear into the next hit. That's an arrangement style mix move, and it works. Let's wrap with a 10-minute practice exercise you can do right now. Make a 16-bar arrangement. Bars 1 to 8 intro and build. Bars 9 to 16 drop. Add automation like this. Drums group. Ramp from -6 to -2 across bars 1 to 8. Pre-drop. Last half beat of bar 8. Dip to -8. Drop. Snap back to -2 at bar 9. Hats. Dip -1 dB on beats 2 and 4 to make snare space. Bass. Dip about -1 dB on snare hits in bars 9 to 16. Then export a quick bounce and listen at low volume. Turn it down until it's almost background. If the groove still nods quietly, your automation is doing rhythmic work, not just loudness tricks. That's the goal. Final recap. Use arrangement view automation. Hit A and shape energy and groove with contrast. Start with section automation on the drum bus. Add subtle micro moves on hats and top loops. Keep sub automation gentle and consistent. And for reliability, automate utility gain at the end of your chains, especially if your sends and reverbs are acting weird. If you tell me what substyle you're making liquid, rollers, euro, or jungle, and whether your drums are mostly one-shots or mostly breaks, I can lay out a specific 32-bar bar-by-bar automation map for you with exact targets.